Hey friends, it's November 11th, and most of you probably know, and if you don't, you need to know that today is an American holiday we call Veterans Day. And we try to make a big deal of veterans at our church, and during Independence Day, we talk about them, and during Veterans Day and Memorial Day, those times of the year, we love to recognize the men and women who put their lives on the line so that we could have freedom. And one of those freedoms is freedom of religion, freedom to serve our God, to do things like I'm doing with you right now without fear of penalty or injury or even death, as it is in some countries. You know, I've got veterans in my family. My dad is a Vietnam veteran. And the older I get, the more I appreciate what he did back right before I was born and the sacrifice that he made and how difficult that must have been. Another one of my heroes is my grandpa, who served in World War II and is a Purple Heart recipient in World War II, who passed away several years ago. But you know who my favorite veteran is? My favorite war hero? It's Jesus. And Jesus fought for my salvation. Jesus, unlike in a war where surrender is defeat, Jesus, by surrendering, won. He didn't just win for him. He won for us, and he defeated the worst enemy of all, Satan, so that you and I can be free from sin and we can experience eternity. And we're going to talk about that a little later in the month. But I want to take a moment today to pray with you and to thank God for our veterans, those people who have laid their lives on the line so we can worship our God and do so many other things. But our freedom to worship Jesus is an incredible freedom that is so easy to take for granted. Let's pray. Lord, for the men and women that we run into today that served our nation, we give you thanks. Our country was founded on your principles, regardless of what history books are trying to say today. You know that, Lord, and we know that. And we thank you for the men and women who didn't think about the cost, but simply wanted to serve their country. Thank you for them. And Lord, may you remind us to be thankful for those individuals. Lord, whether they wear hats or shirts that signify that they are veterans, Lord, may they today feel honored. Thank you that they defended our freedom, Lord. Thank you for the ultimate freedom that you give us. Jesus, thank you for fighting the greatest battle, and boy, did you defeat Satan in a wonderful way so that we can have freedom that leads to eternity with you. Thank you that you remove our sin from us, that you look at us and you see us as pure, pure as snow, Lord, as far as the east is from the west, the Psalms say, so is your love for us and how far you have removed our sin from us is as far as we can go in either direction. Thank you for that. So today, as we celebrate Veterans Day, we remember those people and we remember the greatest sacrifice of all, our Lord Jesus being nailed to the cross for us. Thank you for that victory. In Jesus' name, amen.